Let's try this again, pet. You're a demi-human, some kind of a hybrid with more animalistic features like some ears or a tail. Since you're only half human, you get only half the rights. That's the law, pet. It's not like we give rights to animals like dogs or cows, do we? Then it only makes sense that hybrids only get half the rights that full-bred humans get. You understand, don't you, sweetheart? Or should I explain it in a way that makes more sense to someone of your intelligence level? I've been told that hybrids aren't the smartest. Some give in to their more animalistic instincts right away. Others, well, they take their time to settle into them. It doesn't matter to me what you're feeling, as long as you accept the law. That's what I'm here to do. You were caught too many times in public without proper identification, pet. That's very naughty. What do you have to say for yourself? Nothing. What you were saying was a whole lot of nothing, sweetheart. It would have been smarter for you to just keep your mouth shut. You've been in trouble with the law one too many times for me to let you go without any sort of ramifications. You've been warned how many times, sweetheart? Too many to count, if I'm not mistaken. You know better, but insist on behaving like this. You don't realize that you're harming yourself by doing this. Don't look at me like that. You think I'm crazy for talking to you like this, but I'm not. You're not a regular human like me. You're a hybrid. Because of this, you only have half the rights the rest of us do. It's the law. I don't make the law. I just enforce it. It's my job to make sure difficult hybrids like you stay in their lane. Are you starting to get it, pet? Look at you, turning on that brain of yours. Maybe you aren't as stupid as I originally thought. Then again, you did manage to get yourself caught by me. Again. I've been far too lenient with you, sweetheart. That much has become obvious to me from this little interaction. You're far too proud. Not enough humility considering your status. There isn't a single hint of fear in those gorgeous eyes of yours. So clearly, I'm not getting my point across, slut. Let me say it slower so that you can actually understand it. I know how difficult that can be for hybrids. So here it goes. You broke the law yet again. It's my job to punish that how I see fit. I'm going to take you in for training, sweetheart. You'll be put through a few year-long course until you've been trained out of this disgusting behavior. It's not befitting of a pet, quite honestly. And once you're trained, you'll be bought or gifted to someone who knows how to properly take care of a hybrid. When left to your own devices, all you do is flounder, pet. That much is evident from how often I have to keep having these little chats with you. Now, if you don't want to go into training, there are less severe options I could offer you. But you would have to give me something in return. I won't ask for much, sweetheart. I'm just going to ask that you put that pretty mouth of yours to proper use. You've been using it for things like lying and trying to talk your way out of being punished. I think it would look much better pressed against my cunt, lapping at the folds of me. Get on your knees, sweetheart. You're going to eat me out and make me come. If I think you did a good enough job, then I'll let you off the hook. If you do it with enough enthusiasm, I'll let you touch yourself like the filthy whore that you are. But if I feel that you don't want this, or you aren't enjoying this at any point, then I'm stopping everything and taking you to the training center. Those are your choices, sweetheart. So which is it going to be? Are you going to be a good pet? Realize that you don't have all the same rights as full-blood humans and sink to your knees? Or are you going to take your chances at the training center? I've always heard how much they love breaking stubborn hybrids like you down, turning them into the most obedient and docile pets without a single thought in their head. You would look so cute as a mindless pet. Don't you want that? That's a good pet. I knew you were going to make the right decision for yourself. You don't want to lose what little rights you already have as a free hybrid. Getting your status reclassified to pet would only take away what little autonomy you have. Oh, that's right, sweetheart. Slide my pants down, nice and easy. Just like that, pet. Yes. Not a hint of nervousness, no. This isn't your first time. You know what you need to do in order to make me happy. All you have to do is make me come. You do this all night long anyway, don't you? Come on now, get with it. I don't like to be kept waiting. Start licking me like a good pet. There you are. That's good. Licking long stripes up the lips of my labia with that talented tongue of yours. It feels so good. I've missed how this felt, sweetheart. It's been a while since I got to catch up with my favorite slut. I can always count on you to be breaking what limited rights you've been given, can't I? Too much of a slut to care about what could get you in trouble. As long as you're being fucked, you're happy, right? Oh, come now. There's no point in lying about it. It's clear on your face when you're getting fucked. The look of pure ecstasy when something slips inside you is painfully easy to see. Only a whore would moan like that. Not caring whose cock they're impaled on, as long as it's a cock filling them up. Or maybe some fingers or a dildo. You just don't want to be empty, do you? Oh, it must kill you inside that I don't fill you up like that. Only ever offering you the drippings of my wet cunt. Not even offering you my finger or tongue. I don't like to give you what you want. Sluts don't deserve to get what they want. They deserve what they're given. And what I'm giving you is the taste of my pussy. What does the dumb whore say about getting to taste me? Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. It's so nice to see that you do have a bit of humility. For that reason, I'll let you hump my leg. I know I said I would give you permission to touch yourself, but It's so much more fun to watch you rut against me as you desperately lick at my pussy. Oh, your tongue flicks my clit back and forth as your body moves closer, adjusting yourself against my leg. Oh, that's it. You're not even hesitating. Just wrapping your legs around me and starting to grind yourself. It tastes that good, huh? What a pathetic little slut you make. Doing everything to make me pleased with you. That desperate to keep the little liberties you have, huh? That's good. Let that drive you to my orgasm, letting your own pleasure build as you rot against my leg. Yes, such a desperate little pet I have, eating me out like this, circling my clit while I start to grind my hips against your lovely face. Oh, yes. Yes, and that's it, sweetheart. You're feeling good, aren't you? Love the taste of my cunt in your mouth. Love rocking against my leg, humping like a bitch in heat. You don't even care who sees you like this. You're a pathetic slut and you know it. Giving it up just because I told you I wanted it. No, isn't in a whore's vocabulary, huh? I don't think you even know what that means. Why would you ever say no to pleasure? No to feeling good? You're just enjoying the pleasure you're being allowed. Permission to feel good always makes it feel that much better, doesn't it? Oh, yes, it does. Because you're a hybrid whore. You're a naturally submissive pet. Those that fight against it, they end up here. The only person to blame for this position is yourself. You can't blame me, or the law, or even your friends. You are the only one who made these choices. The only reason you're on your knees humping my leg is because you're a slut who can't control yourself. Are you happy with the predicament you landed yourself in? Oh, that moan lets me know you are not smart enough to regret, huh? Oh, that's okay, pet. You don't need to be intelligent to be a whore. You can just do what you're told and get praised for it. That's what hybrids have always been good for. Some of the most naturally obedient and submissive folks you'll meet. Oh, and then there's you, so stubborn and bratty, thinking you know better than the full-blooded humans. We don't have animalistic instincts to give in to like you. Oh, I'm not a slave to my biology, sweetheart. Look at us, how the two of us are reacting to pleasure. Oh, you're so far gone to it already. You give yourself over to whatever feels good instantly. Oh, yes. It's quite sad how you chase your pleasure, mindlessly humping against my leg, feeling your own pleasure grow the more you taste me. Oh, fuck, that's right. Your tongue is starting to make me feel really good. Keep it up. You make me wanna come, pet. Oh, fuck me there, yeah. Oh, that feels good. You know what you want to do? You want to make me come, pet. That's the only way you're getting out of the training center. If you want to give what little autonomy you have over yourself, then you need to give me something. You need to make me come with those wonderful lips. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that, yes. Oh, that's good, sweetheart. Don't switch your attention from me to yourself just because it feels really good. What is most important in the moment is making me come. Oh, yes. If I see you orgasm before me, then you're going to the training center regardless of how well you perform. A good pet. A good pet doesn't orgasm before they're told. Your orgasms belong to me right now, sweetheart. Do you understand? The pleasure of your feeling, that's from my leg. That's from humping me. You're feeling good because I told you that you were allowed. I have granted you this, and just as easily as I give you pleasure, I can take it away. If I feel you starting to focus more on yourself, then I'll tell you to stop grinding those hips against me and focus your tongue more on my clits. Oh, yeah. You're circling it so well for me, just like that. Oh, yes, yes, that feels really nice. Such a silky feeling, the warmth of your tongue against my cunt. Oh, it's a shame. It's a shame that one of the prettiest hybrids happens to be one of the biggest sluts around. Oh, fuck. Just look at you, sweetheart. You look so fucking pathetic like this. It's so hard to see just how desperate you are. Oh, yes. Keep it up. Make me come with that pretty mouth of yours. You're finally, finally putting it to good use. Oh, it's not just being used to tell me lies. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Do that again. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. That feels really good. Oh, keep it up. Make me come, slut. That's what you're here to do. You're not here to get yourself off. Fucking yourself, feeling good. That's a side effect. It's not the reason you're on your knees looking up at me. You're on your knees to make me come, whore. You're a filthy slut, and this is what's expected of them. I'm getting so fucking close. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Make me come, pet. Show me that you can do the one thing you love doing well. You don't want all those years of being easy to go to waste, right? Oh, fuck. Then make me come. Oh, you can do it. Oh, fuck. So fucking close, whore. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna come.
Well, good job, sluts. I guess the one thing that you do right, you do it very right. Did you manage to come like that? Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic, sweetheart. I don't know why we allow for hybrids to be free. It's clear that you will never be able to take care of yourself. You're just a slave to your biology, to your more animalistic instincts. I wouldn't even be shocked to find out if you go into heat or rut or whatever your kind calls it. If you weren't such a good fuck, I would have hauled you off to the training center long ago. At least you're good for one thing, sweetheart. Now, I'll be seeing you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Don't let me catch you again. I don't know if I'll be so lenient if I catch you a second time in the same night.